Susan looked around. Her door had been pushed open and a small figure stood there, barefoot in a nightdress. She sighed.
Yes, Twyla.
I'm afraid of the monster in the cellar, Susan. It's going to eat me up.
I admit, I was getting wriggly when the jugglers, the last act before the acrobats, came into the ring, and I could tell Aunt Constance, seated on my left, was getting cross. She dared not make a fuss, because fussing wasn't done.
She thanked him again and again, and with the sweetness of a dress which always attended her, invited him to be seated. But this he declined, as he was dirty and wet. Mrs. Dashwood then begged to know to whom she was obliged. Mia didn't know where to look first. At the ancient cottage rising from the ruin of a neglected garden, or the man standing just inside its fence of twigs. The cottage looked like something out of a fairy tale, with its flint walls and thatched roof, tiny white-framed windows, and a doorway of handmade red bricks. She would shrug off this self-pity, but shrugging hurt. And here it was, creeping in again like damp in the walls. The loneliness, present even in company. What had happened to the hope she'd felt in Euston Station?